We got a real treat right now.
Oh, we've got, boy, I love treats.
Roy Jones Jr.
on good. The phone with us right All right.
Now. Roy, good morning. How you doing?
How y'all doing?
Doing great. Glad you could be with us here. Let's talk with you a little bit about your career and what you got coming up. Obviously, people, I think, knew you as the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world. Do you still use that moniker? They still say you're the best pound-for-pound guy?
They still say I'm one of the best ever live. A lot of guys, you know, they give it to the guys that they think are current. So a lot of us, we relate to Floyd Mayweather. Junior has pound-for-pound, one of the better ones now, but he's not better than I.
How do you get into the business of boxing, Roy? What got you to doing that, to going back over the years?
I was just a guy who really thought I could agitate anybody. I feel like I can operate under pressure. I feel like I can get under anybody's skin. So seeing Muhammad Ali do that to Joe Frazier made me realize that I feel like, hey, if I somebody just teach me how to do this, I can handle it. And that's what happened.
You had some great fights over the years. What are some of your most memorable bouts there, Roy, that you've had?
James Toney, John Ruiz, Bernard Hopkins, and making it to the Olympics in 1988.
Talk about those Olympic days. What was it like? How much pride did you have in doing that and winning for the U.S. team?
Much pride because you know, you represented your entire country, and that was a big thing for me.
Let me ask you, Roy, training. How strenuous is it to get ready to? I don't think people can imagine what it's like to be in a boxing match. And man, if you got somebody to go in there and fight, they probably couldn't last one round. What do you have to do to get yourself ready to go the distance in a match?
You know, early every morning, get your road work in, a lot of gym work, a lot of exercise. And overall, you got to get your body ready to sustain punishment for a long period of time, because that's the biggest part of it. When you sustain the punishment, people don't understand that takes just as much out of you as giving the punishment. So either guy, whether you're giving or taking, they take about the same amount out of you. So it's very difficult. Most people don't realize how hard it is to go out and be active, every muscle in your body working. I mean, it's a very difficult thing, and people don't understand that.
Getting ready for a fight and being off for a fight, I mean, I'm sure your nutrition and all changes. And I'll talk about nutrition and all and how important that is and what you eat and your supplements and different things. If you're getting ready for a fight and then if you're in a dead period, sort of if you're not in the fighting manner, if you will.
Well, if you're not in the fighting manner, you still should make sure your body getting all the supplements, because your body needs certain things to function off of. And if you're not, if you're depleting your body of those things, then you're not going to just feel healthy or have a healthy environment anyway. When I fight, when I get ready to fight, I go to a diet that consists of no red meat, no dairy products, mainly because those things are not good for you. Most of them are very difficult for your body to digest. And if your body can't continually work, then you're going to have a problem with it. If it stops up on you, you're going to have a real problem. So you can't get yourself better if your body is not a working tool. So you got to use your body like a tool. It has to be working. It has to be lubricated. It has to have everything functioning properly, or you're not going to be able to get it to its peak. And the thing about getting ready for a fight is you got to make yourself peak, meaning that you have to bring yourself from a low area or a regular, normal, everyday area to a peak, to where you feel the best that you ever can feel. And you want to try to bring yourself to that peak on fight day.
But when you get in the stage, can you put into words what it's like to be in a main event when you know everybody's watching and you're in there and you're the show? What's it like?
Well, first of all, that also drains a lot of energy from people. A lot of guys don't understand that, but they're like, I know this guy was in shape. Yeah, he was in shape. So he stepped up there in front of them 12,000 to 13,000 people. Then all them people with their attention on him drains you. And people don't understand that, but it totally drains you. And it's a very difficult situation. However, for me, I love it, though, because when I see these people, that means that, yes, I'm telling you, it's time for me to work on where I want to be, on where I love being. This is my arena. The guy who blessed me to work here, so I love it, and I can't wait to get it started. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you really, when you go into the ring, are you nervous? I mean, are you ever scared?
No.
Because you know how dangerous this sport is, obviously.
Sometimes you're nervous, but never scared. See, this is what people don't understand about me as a boxer. My point is, once I decide I'm going to fight, I understand, yes, I might lose my life. You know, that's already understood. Okay, I'll take that chance to entertain the people.
How important are these weigh-ins? You know, you look and you get that face off with that guy and then get that intimidation factor there. We've seen it times over the years, maybe not yourself, but Tyson and other folks get in there, and it actually gets pretty doggone dirty the day before the fight and different things there. How important is that intimidation factor with your opponent?
Well, a lot of it, intimidation is not really an issue if a guy can't be intimidated. When you find guys that can be intimidated, it is a factor because Tyson was a big intimidator. He scared most people.
My mom, is that show? Is that more show than anything else, Roy?
No, really. I mean, it's not a show. I don't hate nobody. I just want to beat you up. You know, when we go, we see face to face, we smiling because he knows he's thinking the same thing I'm thinking. I'm finna kick your ass. You know, it's just fun because I can't wait to kick your ass. You know what I mean? I mean, it's nothing bad. It's just, that's just what it is. So it's like, yes, I mean, it's a wonderful time, but we get an opportunity to go ahead and share something together. And one of us is about to tear the other one behind up, you know?
What's the hardest punch you've ever taken and you really just got hurt, Roy? I just want to ask about that. You said, wow, that hurt.
I got hit in a fight in a small club show once by a guy named Eddie Evans, who was from Atlanta, Georgia, and he wasn't even supposed to be that good. He was a real big guy. That guy hit me right square in my mouth, and you told me something that really hurt.
Tell us about Don King. What's he like? Because we see him in the public eye, but we don't know him like you do. What is Don King
right,
like?
Right, well, most people got a very, very bad misconception of Don King. First thing, Don King knows more about people and their culture and their relations. I mean, there are racial issues than anybody that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this guy does his homework. This guy's a very, very hard worker what he does. People take a lot of credit for him, but you can't ask for nobody much better than a Don King when it comes to getting the job done, doing what he's supposed to do. If you ask him, if you go look for another promoter that can go do it, can perform at the level that he can perform at, can do all the background work to make sure they have everything understood and correct before they ever start getting the ties in motion, you're not going to find a better guy. So as far as it goes, I mean, yeah, he is probably a shrewd businessman at times, and he has been a shrewd businessman at times, but at the same time, after you look at the real facts, the guy is really an awesome guy. I wouldn't want to work with too many other people in that business other than him.
Are you jealous of his hair?
Huh?
Are you jealous of Don King's hair?
No, ain't nobody jealous of his hair. I mean, that's what he can keep that makes Don King, you know?
That's right. Roy, we've heard a lot in different, you know, we follow sports and all. It's more prevalent today and everything with the breakout from Balco and different things, Barry Bonds and all kinds of sports all the way down. How prevalent do you think the usage of illegal performance-enhancing drugs is? Is it in boxing, or is it a big thing that needs to be looked at and addressed?
Well, it should be looked at and addressed only because of people worrying about the safety of themselves after the sport, really. Because to me, the way I look at it, you know, you got to look back at Barry Bonds, look at everybody else. I mean, a whole lot of guys have tested positive for the same thing that Barry Bonds took. But how many of them hitting home runs like Barry Bonds hitting them?
That's
so it's
right.
Like, when the cream will rise to the top regardless, you have to be careful. And like I say, it's dangerous because we don't know the after effects of stuff like that, which is why I think it should be really monitored. But, I mean, you take Michael Jordan, you can give it to him, you can not give it to him. He's still going to be Michael Jordan. You know, you take Kobe Bryant, you can give it to him, you can not give it to him. He's still going to be Kobe Bryant. Now, the problem, I think, also is that some guys also get started and they abuse stuff so bad to they do things like that one wrestler guy did, go out and kill your whole family because they say these things have those kind of effects on you. I'm not sure, but that's what they say, so it's probably not a smart thing to do. But I don't think it has as much effect on the sport and the game and athlete as people say it does. Because if it did, then there'd be one guy that takes it that's stand above all the other guys that don't take it.
All right. Hey, Roy Jones, Jr., we appreciate you coming on with us
today.
Best of luck.
All right, thank y'all, man.
Roy Jones, Jr.